Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville Raceway has a new concessions vendor. Who are they and what are their plans? Let's go in-depth with Kirstie Peterson with Checkered Flag Concessions. So, Kirstie, I understand your company, Checkered Flag Concessions, is taking over the concessions at the Knoxville Raceway this year.
Yeah, Bob, that's correct. My husband, Nick Peterson, and I are pretty excited, and it's our happy place. It's where we come every weekend and have for about the last 10 or 11 years, and we're excited to make our happy place somewhere we can work, too.
Well, how did you get interested and decide to do this? I will tell people that you're a vice president of a bank in Minnesota. How did you decide to get into the concession stand business?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Actually, this last November at the Knoxville Raceway Banquet, a few of us were standing around the table, and I actually had asked John McCoy the question. We were standing there. I said, hey, what's going to change at the track this year? And one of the things that he mentioned to me was that they were looking to replace the individual who had been managing the concessions for the last 25 years because Colleen wanted to retire. And we kind of looked at each other at the time, and my husband's in the food industry, and we both have restaurant experience, and we said, gosh, John, we might be interested in this. So lo and behold, after several conversations, it just kind of folded into place.
And that's Colleen Latham?
Colleen Latham, yes, that's correct.
So she's just deciding to move on to new endeavors then?
Yeah, I think when we met with her a couple weekends ago, she said she was at the track for 40-plus years and managing the concessions for 25. So I think she deserves retirement and a break.
Well, for sure. Do you think that you can handle managing all of this in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's one of the beauties, I guess, of the partnership between my husband, Nick, and I. He is in the food sales and restaurant industry. He has some flexibility and is going to play a fairly large role. You know, between the two of us, I'm assuming we'll come down on either Thursdays or Fridays and work through the weekend, and it should be pretty slick.
Do you anticipate any changes in what we're used to getting at the track?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a couple rumors, whether it be on social media or other places, that a lot's going to change and they're going to get rid of chicken bites and all this other crazy stuff. Absolutely not. The tenderloins, the nachos, the spicy chicken bites, all of that is absolutely here to stay. If anything, we're going to do some new things and introduce some new things this year. You know, we'd like to bring cotton candies, maybe snow cones for the kids, corn dogs, and then that west end stand has not been utilized for the last year or so to cater to both the drivers as they come into the pits and then also during the nationals, typically where there's, you know, some parties in between turns 2 and 3, we'd like to open a taco stand in that west end and down the road, maybe not immediately, depending upon the staff and you know, being able to ensure that we have the right amount of staff there, but eventually we'd like to.
Well, you could be feeding people until 4 in the morning some nights.
Exactly. I don't think I'm going to get much sleep during the Nationals, but that's okay.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kirstie Peterson with Checkered Flag Concessions. There's a whole new sort of movement with sort of more, I don't know how else to say it, but upscale food. A lot of people are getting more and more interested in, well, I don't know, more dining diversity and some fancier items. Do you think you might do any of that eventually?
You know, at this time, I can't say we have any exotic cuisine on our radar, I guess. You know, one of the things we have heard from a few individuals that have just gotten the word of mouth that we're going to take it over, there's definitely an appetite for some healthier options. I know we've had the fajita salad and the taco salad, and those things also will remain. As far as outside of that, no, there's really no plans for anything exotic or you know, super, super special, I guess I should say.
How many people normally work at concessions?
Yeah, it varies, of course, depending upon the show. You know, typically for World of Outlaws, there's going to be a greater need for additional staff. During a weekly show, though, we're planning around 20 to 25 individuals. And then, you know, once we open up those north stands during the nationals, you're talking, you know, 50-plus employees that would be needed. So it varies.
That's a lot of employees to wrangle.
It is, yeah. We're thankful that we've gotten a lot of the individuals that have worked the concessions in the past have said that they will come back, which we're very grateful for. But there's always going to be the need for more. And, you know, I would encourage, I'll put my quick plug in if I may, if there are individuals that would like to consider working in the concessions, we would definitely love to talk to you. There's an application that's available on the Knoxville Raceway website. It is titled Checkered Flag Concession Application, and that could you could just fill that out and email it directly to me, and I think the email address is on that application as well.
Well, what kinds of jobs are open?
You know, we have a variety of different positions, anything from, you know, servicing the suites, which are above the main grandstands, to, you know, fryer in the kitchen, to wrapping, to being runners. One of the things that we would like to offer this year is actually having a service within the stands where, you know, we would have employees that would walk through the stands and offer popcorn or pop or, you know, like the new cotton candy we were just talking about. Obviously, in order to have services like that, you need to have the employees to do that and deliver that service. So,
well, yeah, I've often thought, wouldn't it be nice if somebody came by and with peanuts or popcorn or hot dogs or something while watching from the stands, and so that might happen.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, not everyone wants to get up. They don't want to leave the show. Obviously they've been doing a really good job of keeping the races moving at a pretty, you know, clipping right along or a fairly good pace this year, and, you know, no one wants to miss anything. So if we can bring the service to you and the food to you, that's a definite goal that we have.
So do you have the same arrangement with all the food delivery people that's been in place for a while?
We do, yep. So the main two vendors that Colleen has used in the past, we continue or plan on continuing a partnership with them as well. And a lot of other individuals, you know. Northcote, for example, is who the tenderloins are purchased through. You know, absolutely intend on keeping as many of the services local that we can.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kirsty Peterson with Checkered Flag Concessions. So a casual visitor to the track might not see much different, maybe stand service and the reopening of that west stand, and that would be about it. Not many other changes.
You're right, Bob. I think you nailed it. You know, maybe opening up again, providing we can get the appropriate staff for that west end, opening that up, maybe having something more custom, like I said, like a taco pit or a taco hut or something like that, and then bringing in a couple new food items, hopefully catering to the kids a little bit more with some fun options. Other than that, you're right. Nothing will be dramatically different at all.
Just the same good food and service.
That's definitely the goal. Yep.
It seems like I have so many friends that when I go to the races, I have so many friends that work in concessions, and it's just pretty interesting to see that, friend and family atmosphere with the concession stands.
You know, it is. In such a small town community, I mean, everyone has always said that racing is like family, and, you know, I hope that the customers that come to the concessions almost feel the same way. With it being such a tight-knit, you know, small-town community, a lot of people that work together are family, and your family or your friends become your family. So I'm hoping that continues, and, you know, we want it to be a lot of fun, both for the employees that work in the concession stands and also the customers that come in and purchase from it. It's really important to have that.
Well, and it's nice that you and your husband are such racing fans, too. It's not some disinterested company coming in and doing it.
Yeah, that's very true. We definitely have a love for that racetrack. Ironically enough, we named our firstborn son Knox after Knoxville, so we've actually named our child after that town. If that tells you anything about how much we love the town. We have two kids. We have a six-year-old son, Knox. He actually has gotten into the go-karts and has been racing at English Creek just a very little bit, hoping that we can continue that as well this summer. And then we have a three-year-old daughter whose name is Skye.
You didn't want to name her Ville.
No, we did at one point, though, consider Attica to keep the whole racetrack theme going on, but we just didn't land on that.
You were telling me earlier that Clint Garner, the racer, is a cousin?
That's correct. Yep, he's a first cousin to my husband, Nick, and we've been coming there, like I said, for the last 10, 11 years as season campers out at North Campground, and yep, we're definitely there to cheer on the 40.
And you're going to be here right out of the gate first opening night. That's going to be your operation.
That is correct. Yep, and in fact, we've been coming there a little bit already on the weekends just to start learning things. We met with Colleen, a couple weeks ago, as well as Gary Smith, who's been one of the managers in that main stand as well. You know, we're sponges right now. We're learning as much as we can. We want to bring back as much staff as we can, and we're going to be down there quite a bit, whether it's meeting with new employees or, just getting things set up, like business accounts and all the stuff you need to do to get started.
Do you have any idea, like, let's just say at Nationals, a big night of Nationals, how many tenderloins and hot dogs and sodas and all of that do you move?
Well, you know, it's a delicate balance, right? You got to have enough people to make enough product to service the demand that you have. And, you know, when I say balance, you don't want to overcook because then you're talking waste, and obviously that's not the right way to operate a business. So I will say that Colleen and her team have done a tremendous job over the last couple of years, as well as Gary Schumacher, who is the business manager there at the track. They've done a great job of tracking the quantity of the items that have been sold, so that us as coming in to kind of take over this operation, we have a good foundation to know where to work from. So I really appreciate that about them and how they've run this the last few years.
Well, you could probably stack hot dogs to the moon and back over the years that Colleen's been, you know, running the concessions.
I wouldn't even want to guess how many hot dogs she has sold. It's got to be millions.
Well, may you sell as many.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks to Kirsty Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.